WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Offering frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. And Ground Shuttle is now taking reservations for Austin Airport service with trips starting on September 20th. Reserve your Houston or Austin Airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The U.S. Justice Department and the Texas Secretary of State's office are being asked by a Bryan Political Action Committee to allow Bryan voters to consider 10 proposed changes to the city charter.
If we had 74 people walking the streets to get these signatures, they need to know we're not going to quit till it's done, and it's not done yet.
Mike Sutherland of the Bryan New Directions PAC disagreed with the city secretary's decision that the petition fell 355 signatures shy of the minimum and that 216 signatures came from people who were not registered voters.
That's not true. That's absolutely wrong.
Mayor Andrew Nelson says he hopes the federal and state officials can explain to Sutherland what is going on.
I think any raising of questions at this point, at least based on what was contained in this letter, is unfounded and I think out of line.
Sutherland, who is also on the city council, was the only vote against accepting the city secretary's decision. Three people are running unopposed for local office in the Twin Cities in this November's election.
That group includes Bryan school board member David Stasny, Bryan councilman Greg Owens, and former College Station councilman John Nichols, who's returning after running for mayor last year. There are five contested races. Two came about in the final hour of the filing period. Former Bryan Councilman Mitch Moorhead's running against incumbent Mike Sutherland, and for Bryan School Board, Dietrich Morgan's running against incumbent Julie Harlan. There are three candidates for the College Station School Board seat being vacated by Board President Valerie Yokin. They are Geralyn Nolan, Gerald Vervold, and Shana Elliott. An incumbent on the CSISD Board, Michael Schaefer, is being challenged by Jacqueline Martin Huff. There will be at least one new face on the College Station City Council due to term limits. In place one, Eleanor Zarek Vasali and Bob Brick are seeking the seat being vacated by Blanche Brick. And in place three, incumbent Linda Harville is being challenged by Dallas Shipp. Voter registration continues through October 10th, and the first day of early voting is October 23rd. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A West Bryan manufacturer's expansion plans took a step forward after the Bryan School Board agreed to a settlement regarding air pollution concerns.
Saint-Gobain has agreed to a 15% reduction in emissions for all future expansion, including this expansion project.
Board President Trey Moore says the settlement calls for Saint-Gobain Ceramics to make a $15,000 payment to the district's general fund for an educational component.
With the money that's going into that fund, we will then take their data and employ air quality experts and also have them work with some of our own science students as part of an air quality program through the junior high school level to go on an annual basis to help monitor the emissions in our community.
Saint-Gobain's expansion plans remain on hold due to others voicing their opposition to state officials. Organizers of two annual fundraisers are saying thanks to participants. The Junior League says they collected more than 28,000 school supply items at this year's Stuff the Bus Drive. That's an increase of almost 1,000 from last year. This year's recipients of a $1,000 Spirit Grant are Rock Prairie Elementary in College Station and Mary Branch Elementary in Bryan. And the Brazos Valley Food Bank reports the 24th annual Feast of Caring generated more than $46,000. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 75 degrees. Be part of the show this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
With Ground Shuttle, your airport commute has never been easier. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. And Ground Shuttle is now taking reservations for daily service to and from the Austin airport with trips starting September 20th. Commute comfortably in luxury shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets. Book your ride at groundshuttle.com and ask about in-town charter service and private car service. Ground Shuttle with new service to Austin coming September 20th. Let us do the driving.
Special deal going on at David Gardner's starting today through Saturday. Wrap it up. Special savings for you at David Gardner's starts today and goes through Saturday. Save on anything and everything diamond. Something that's $2,500, you save $250. If it's $5,000, it's a $600 savings for you. If you find something for $7,500, you save $1,000. And if you find a $10,000 piece that you want, you can save $1,500. Plus the fact that you get 12 months, zero interest on all purchases that are $2,500 or more. There's some exclusions that apply, but now's a great time. If you've been looking at a piece, go in. Now's the time to do it. Anything that has diamonds, anything and everything that has diamonds, special savings, but it's only good starting today through Saturday at David Gardner's. It's Wrap It Up, okay? David Gardner's, 911 University Drive in College Station. See, and that's when you do that, and it's supposed to do that. Okay, well, that worked out well. Let's do the weather, shall we? And let me see. I'll have to restart my computer. While I do that, I'll tell you that the weather is brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to working on foundations, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Okay, now's the weather.
High pressure in control of our weather today and tomorrow. Over the next week or so, we got to keep a close watch on the tropics to our south. We'll have sunshine for today. Highs will be 95 to 100. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 75 to 80. More sun tomorrow. It's back up to 95 to 100. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Chance for shower or thunderstorm late, 75. Partial sun. The chance for showers and storms Thursday, 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the AP Top 25 preseason poll was released yesterday. We'll take a look at who else made the list. Meanwhile, the Rangers powered past the Angels last night in Anaheim, and another lawsuit emerges out of Baylor. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Baylor, lawsuit.
Yep.
Guy just called
me. They kind of go hand in hand.
Guy just called me and told me about some folks who had taken their daughter to Baylor to go to...
Well, there's mistake number one.
to go to college this year, and she's going to live in a dorm, and they took an 8-foot stepladder with them.
Are the ceilings even 8 foot?
I'm not sure.
What does she need to reach?
I don't know. But again...
God.
We ought to have a story on that. There ought to be something to tell us the strange things that parents bring that they think... First of all, that they think... they can carry up 4 flights of stairs, or the stuff that they bring that won't fit.
Well, and A&M does it. I'm sure other schools do too. They help with move-in, you know, campus administrators, and even some of the athletic teams and stuff like that. And, my parents do that, and they say how surprised the parents are every year that people are there to help them move in. but sometimes it's interesting the things that they bring for sure.
I presume that they communicate with the parents ahead of time to let them know what the dimensions of a dorm room are.
You would think in like that there is a bed and there is a desk and a chair.
Stuff's already there.
You don't need a couch.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I don't know about y'all, but I'm just exhausted today.
Yeah.
Because of the eclipse, yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because...
Scott, did you watch it?
I didn't. I didn't. I
was out in the parking lot.
Did you do this?
Absolutely.
Miss I Hate Space was out there looking through the telescope.
I do, but as a host of this show, as a co-host of this show, I felt my duty that we had talked about it for 3 weeks.
Yeah, we had.
I should probably participate.
Yeah. But again, now you know me. I'd have probably gone to a movie if I'd have thought about it. Now, what happened was, I don't think I texted you, Chelsea. I texted a couple of people. I'm walking into a grocery-torium, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's right at 112 or 113, okay?
And everyone was standing outside?
There was a lady standing there holding a colander. Okay?
Oh, okay, yep.
And like a strainer thing.
Yep.
And she was looking down...
at the shadow?
Oh,
at the shadow.
See, that's something we didn't talk about, and I didn't know about until later in the day that you could do stuff like this, and you could see it in the shadow on the ground.
Right, but she got eye strain. that's true. And, well, we had mentioned only one time that you could look at the leaves they would act as
like filters.
Filter, and you could see the strange shape of the shadow because clearly the light was not completely round.
Right.
So could see that.
It was pretty cool. We had a nice little party out in the Crystal Park Plaza parking lot. Mr. Downs brought his telescope.
Yep.
Someone brought some binoculars that had a special lens on them so you could look through and see the eclipse.
Uh-huh.
And then we had we tried the glasses thing, but it didn't really work very well.
Now, and quite honestly, where I was in Bryan, there was a cloud over the sun at the point when it was supposed to be the
and actually, if the clouds were kind of wispy enough, that was the best.
Yeah,
because
sure.
Then you could look at it with your naked eye and still see the eclipse behind the clouds. That was pretty cool.
You did that, didn't you?
Yeah.
See you looked. See?
Yeah, of course I looked.
See, I was pulling double duty, and so I had very limited time to get out there and look at it. But for the short period of time that I was outside, we had reported on people getting their eyes burned so much that I had become terrified. And so I could not look.
Yeah,
I looked.
Could not do it.
It well, and so if today you are tired, well, and
so wait, why are you tired?
Well, here's the reason. apparently, from a conspiracy theorist named Peter Parks, he shared online that our government purposely pushed the eclipse down our throats so we'd go outside and get an extra dose of chemicals that commercial airliners had been dumping on us.
Peter,
life. Yeah. So anyway, so you're supposed to feel like you did the Monday after the daylight savings time began. Just saying.
No, okay.
And I do. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
And
so
that's
why. If you're lethargic today, and be sure to say that in the office, it was the eclipse. Now, I walked into the break room this morning, and there's a cake pan with crumbs. Did we have an eclipse cake or something?
It was not. Mary Mike brought some coconut.
Oh, okay.
Crack is what she called it.
Okay.
They were like coconut bars or something.
Oh, all right.
No, it was not eclipse themed.
Okay, well, that's fine. But, you know, and you knew this was going to happen. You knew that we were going to have a child born during the eclipse.
Oh, of course.
That would, of course.
And they named it?
Yeah, eclipse. A baby girl born in South Carolina hours before the total solar eclipse, legally named Eclipse.
Wow. I will say the videos from South Carolina were pretty cool because I expected it to be a little bit darker yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I know we were only at like 68% coverage, but I expected it to be a little bit darker. But I did watch the South Carolina football team watching it from like the stands or the bleachers somewhere. And I mean, it was dark. Like they looked like it was almost nighttime.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
That's what happens. So her name is Eclipse Elizabeth with an A.
Oh.
It's like Elizabeth, but with an A.
Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Does that have any sort of solar tie?
I bet that's a family name.
Yeah. Came into the world at 8:04 a.m., weighing 6 pounds, 3 ounces. And measuring 19 inches, the child's mother, her name is Freedom.
Oh, okay. This makes a lot more sense.
It does. Her name is Freedom. So anyway, South Carolina 114
gave birth to an eclipse.
Yada, yada, yada.
You should name her Eclipse, man.
That's right. And, of course, because at the Greenville Health System Hospital, every child apparently who was born had a onesie that said total solar eclipse with the date on it.
Oh, man.
There we go. Now, her husband's name is Michael, so I don't know. But let me see. They had planned to name her Violet, but they were shocked that it was going to happen on eclipse day. So, of course, they
went with eclipse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's far cry from Violet.
Right.
I'll let you know. All right. So we mentioned this yesterday, but apparently it's picked up some steam. Activists are petitioning two major beauty product brands to stop using the term anti-aging in its advertising.
That's false advertising.
I guess it's true. You can't stop your age.
You can't. The request follows in the footsteps of Allure magazine announcing that it would no longer be using that phrase. The Hollywood Reporter says a petition on the Care2 social network asked L'Oreal and Estee Lauder to stop advertising its products as anti-aging. The petition reads, "Aging is perfectly okay. It's a beautiful thing to be here on this earth, and every passing day we gain beauty and experience and wisdom and appreciation for life. That's why we need to start celebrating and not fight aging." As of yesterday, the petition had 800 signatures. They need 12,000.
I mean, you can,
oh, geez.
You can fight aging all you want. It's still going to happen.
It happens, yeah.
Well,
you can talk about it or whatever, but it's it will happen. But we're supposed to feel good about aging.
Mm. All right.
All right. Okay.
Later on this morning, we didn't get a chance to do this yesterday because we had so much eclipse news, but later on this morning, when did you realize that the significant other in your life was not the sharpest knife in the drawer?
Oh, yeah. Okay,
yeah, we're going to talk about that.
We'll do that. And in the meantime, okay, so I've shaved since I was like 15 years old. Okay?
All right.
I hate it. I hate shaving. I really do. Grew a beard once, but had so much gray my ego couldn't stand it. So I shaved it off. So there. But, I mean, consider today, you know, if you've shaved today or recently, you're going, man, I hate doing this. Well, consider that while shaving is a nuisance, they've been doing it for, the hair removal has been going on for a long time, and the ways they did it were really not that comfortable.
Yeah.
There's evidence 20,000 years ago that sharpened rocks and shells were used for shaving by the hunter-gatherers. Since that time, almost every culture in history has practiced the removal of facial and body hair. Native Americans used matching clamshells to pull the hairs out one at a time.
Ow, like tweezers.
Yeah, Sumerians used tweezers. Egyptians had razors made of bronze. That's pretty fancy.
Yeah.
And then there's threading. Threading is a cotton string is used to encircle the hairs, and you yank them out one at a time.
I get my eyebrows threaded.
Ow.
Yeah.
Ow.
Ugh.
Okay, so like how many eyebrow thingies do they pull out?
Well, I mean, when you say one at a time, it's still in one pull, it grabs a multiple hairs.
Oh, okay.
So it's not just like, it's not like literally like tweezing where you're just plucking one at a time.
Yeah.
They kind of run the thread a distance and it grabs all the hairs in its path.
Is it like a sticky thread? Is
no,
that what it is?
Still sounds so painful.
No, it's not comfortable, but it's better. Waxing actually takes off a layer of skin.
Yeah, right.
So threading is better for your skin in that sense because it's only grabbing the hair. It's not ripping off a layer of your protective, you know, your face.
And in fact, there have been people who have used, as they call it here, sandpaper-like abrasives to rub them off. But like you say,
You're taking off skin.
Takes off your little epidermis right there, which is probably
not
good.
So ladies or gentlemen, if you've never tried threading, you should. There's some good places in town.
Oh, I'm such a wimp when it comes to that. Anytime anybody's tried to pluck my eyebrows or anything like that, it's just, I can't take it.
So now, like the last time you did that, how long did that process take?
Oh my gosh, 2 minutes.
Oh, that's
if
all.
Even. Okay. Oh yeah, they're quick. They're really, really talented.
Okay. Do they tell you jokes while you're doing it?
Oh no, but they'll talk to you sometimes.
Hello.
Yeah, Scott. I don't want to preempt your shtick, but my significant other, I realized she wasn't the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Yeah.
When she knew me fairly well and agreed to marry me anyhow.
There you go. Number one reason right there.
Brian Broadcasting invites you to attend the Save Our Streets Ministry's 16th Annual Banquet, Do Something, sponsored by Galleria Day Spa and KBTX Media on September 26th at 6:30 p.m. SOS invests in lives to rescue, restore, and release families from a drug and gang-infested environment where abuse, poverty, and violence are a way of life.
I'm not called to everybody, but I'm called to somebody. We're all called to somebody.
Call 775-5357 or go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
We may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold at Tom Light Chevrolet. Now save $13,500 on new 2017 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition. $13,500 in total savings. Choose from a big selection, but hurry. We may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings include factory incentives of $7,500 and 6,000 dealer discounts. Stock number 60253. See dealer for details.
24 News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. in Bryan and Navasota. If you heard one of our weather forecasts today, Rob says we're going to be keeping an eye on the tropics. I mean, is he trying to tease us to think that there's going to be some sort of a hurricane or something that's going to dump tons of water on us? Is that the idea?
Just got to keep an eye on them. You never know.
Maybe they're just pretty, you know?
We start talking about it. Okay. All right, so it has been scientifically proven, I'm sure, that the more you smile, the more people will like you, which makes sense, okay?
Yeah.
And it turns out that this pattern might not necessarily be true when it comes to the language of emoji. Researchers have discovered that using smiley face emoticons in formal business communication could cause your colleagues and customers to doubt you got any brains. Contrary to the actual smiles, smileys do not increase perception of warmth and actually decrease perception of competence. In formal business emails, don't do smiley faces. It's not a good thing. Who would think that that would be a good thing? Study also found that when participants were asked to respond to emails, their answers were more detailed and they included more information when an email did not have a smiley face.
Because it's more serious.
Well, it's business.
It demands a response.
Right.
I'm just saying, who would put smiley faces in there? But just in case, and look, they do it in other types of, how many times have you gotten a smiley face at the end of some text from somewhere you're going, really? Did we have to do the smiley face thing? Did we have to go there?
Yeah.
So it's really
true. See, it never bothers me if anybody does it to me.
Well, but when you put the smiley face in, it takes away any kind of gravitas to the letter itself.
That's true.
If there was anything that was important that you were going to say, that a point you wanted to get across, putting the smiley face in,
it's officially dead.
It completely. That's it. All right, 7:26. Let's do some weather. We were just talking about that. And the weather's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. All right, now look, it's going to be not quite as hot today, but they were telling us we're going to have a 40% chance of rain tomorrow. They've changed that now. They're that way. They just they tend to say, yep, it's going to rain a few days from now. Right now they're saying it'll be a 30% chance of rain for the next couple of days, 40% on Friday, then a 50% chance of rain on Saturday. The other thing that's good, though, is there are going to be some clouds involved. So we may have it says here, a high temperature of only 91 degrees on Friday. We'll see how that works out. Right now, 76 out there.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential zero-turn mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
California drivers already pay higher taxes than almost anybody else in the country, and they're going to get hit again. Democrats in California plan to spend $52 billion on roads and infrastructure. And to pay for it, the Democrats in the legislature and the governor, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to raise taxes. 12 cents per gallon on gasoline, on top of what people are paying now. Diesel drivers, 20 cents per gallon. And if you drive an electric car to save the planet, guess what? You get hit with a $100 fee as your clean energy contribution. Other California voters are going to find out about other fees when you get walloped with them. The few Republicans left in the state, they're objecting, but they have no political power, so they may as well go out and play golf. They can't stop it. The unions, the construction industry, who are going to build all this new infrastructure, they're in bed with the Democrats. They're beside themselves with glee. They're going to hit the jackpot once this thing passes, which it will because it's a one-party state. Now, all of these higher taxes are going to hurt business, hurt low-income families, increase the cost of goods and services. People's standard of living is going to plummet. Nothing's new. It's California. You keep electing liberals and higher taxes and a lower standard of living is just the way of life.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board has dropped its opposition to the expansion of a Westside manufacturer over increased air pollution. A settlement with Sangoban Ceramics was unanimously approved last night following an executive session. Board President Trey Moore says Sangoban agreed to a 15% reduction in emissions for this and future expansions.
Sangoban is in compliance with TCEQ regulations. They're following the laws of the state of Texas. But I feel that by us bringing awareness to the issue and then they being willing to sit down with us and work with us, provide us the data, you know, to help reassure and see where the reductions are being made, I do feel it's a win-win. They provide a lot of jobs in our community, a lot of our students' parents.
Sangoban, which is awaiting a final decision on its plans from state officials, also agreed to give Bryan ISD $15,000. Moore says that will be spent on air quality experts to analyze annual air quality reports and to work with science students on air quality issues. The filing deadline has passed for this November's local city council and school board elections. One former councilman is returning and a second is seeking to come back.
John Nichols, who ran for College Station mayor last year, was the only candidate for the council position being vacated by Julie Schultz, who's leaving due to term limits. Former Bryan councilman Mitch Moorhead filed shortly before the deadline for the single member District 4 position, now held by Mike Sutherland, who is seeking re-election. Moorhead served between 2000 and 2003. Another filing in the final hour was Dietrich Morgan, who's running for the Bryan School Board against Julie Harlan, who is seeking her first full term. Also on the Bryan School Board, David Stasny drew no opposition to what will be his 10th term. There are three candidates for the College Station School Board position being vacated by Valerie Yokin. They are Shana Elliott, Geraldine Nolan, and Gerald Vervold. CSISD incumbent Michael Schaefer is opposed by Jacqueline Martin Huff. Back to the College Station City Council, incumbent Linda Harvell is opposed by Dallas Shipp, and there are two candidates seeking the seat being vacated by Blanche Brick, who is term limited. They are Brick's husband Bob and Eleanor Zarek Vasali. And Bryan City Councilman Greg Owens is running unopposed. Early voting starts October 23rd. Voter registration continues through October 10th. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A Bryan Political Action Committee is asking the U.S. Justice Department and the Texas Secretary of State's office to allow Bryan voters to consider 10 proposed changes to the city charter.
You cannot deny people a right to vote. If they're registered to vote, no matter how you collect their signatures, as long as they sign it, as long as they're registered to vote, they can vote. You can't deny them.
Mike Sutherland of the Bryan New Directions PAC disagrees with the city secretary, who determined 216 people who signed petitions were not registered voters. Sutherland, who is also on the city council, says the lone was the lone vote against accepting the city secretary's decision. Mayor Andrew Nelson says he's not surprised at hearing Sutherland is asking for federal and state officials' assistance.
I've heard people say you can try to explain it, but you can't make them understand it. And I guess we are where we are. So hopefully maybe they can do a better job of explaining it so he can understand what's going on here.
The council majority agreed with the city secretary's certification that the PAC was 355 signatures shy of the minimum. Texas A&M police announced last night the investigation of email bomb threats that were received at several campus offices. While the threat was given low credibility, off-duty officers conducted a campus-wide inspection with special emphasis on student areas. While nothing was found, anyone who notices anything suspicious is asked to contact UPD. Since Friday, the Twin Cities have had five armed robberies and a sixth that has been attempted. There is a joint police investigation in the holdups where no one has been hurt and no shots have been fired. Four of the six targets were convenience stores and the other two were motels. The timing has been generally between 11 p.m. and 4 a.m. Further information, including suspect descriptions, are online at WTAW.com. More than 7,500 College Station Utilities electric customers had no power yesterday morning for about 30 minutes. That's after birds came in contact with equipment at the CSU substation on Dowling Road. Those affected were multiple apartment complexes and businesses located generally along Harvey Mitchell Parkway to the west of Welburn Road to George Bush and to the east of Welburn Road to Welsh. Results are in from two annual fundraisers that are held in August. The Brazos Valley Food Bank's 24th Feast of Caring brought in more than $46,000. And the Junior League's five-day Stuff the Bus school supply drive generated more than 28,000 items. That's an increase of almost 1,000 items. The collection included more than 11,000 pencils, 1,300 boxes of crayons, and 263 boxes of tissues. Monetary donations are still being counted. The Junior League also announced the recipients of $1,000 spirit grants, Mary Branch Elementary in Bryan and Rock Prairie Elementary in College Station. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 75 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hello, it's Toyota's National Clearance Event. This is Jan.
Hi, I just wanted to make sure your clearance event is on because it's our last day of vacation and we're heading over right after.
Yes, it's on right now through September 5th. We've got great deals on the remaining 2017 models.
Perfect, because we've been waiting all summer. Oh, this is crazy!
You know what's crazy? Our super low APR financing and incredible lease offers.
Oh man. Hey, can I save on a Camry?
Yes, Camry, Corolla, RAV4, Tundra, and more.
Oh, this is the big one!
You're right. It's our biggest event of the year.
That was awesome.
Kind of like our national clearance event.
Toyota, let's go places. Qualified lessees can lease a dependable new 2017 Special Edition Double Cab Tundra for $369 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer or visit gstoffice.com for details. Offers available in select states and N9517.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:39, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota, doing some weather, sponsored by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
So very warm temperatures in the forecast the next couple of days with high pressure in control. There'll be an abundance of sun. We're 95 to 100 as we head through the afternoon. Tonight's skies will have the tendency to be clear to partly cloudy at times. Overnight lows are going to be 75 to 80. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny with temperatures between 95 and 100. Maybe a late night thunderstorm tomorrow night, 75. Partial sun, chance of thunderstorms on Thursday, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the AP Top 25 preseason poll released yesterday. No shocker that Alabama's on top. Meanwhile, in Anaheim, the Rangers earned the W over the Angels last night while the Astros had the night off. And the Coach G Show returns tonight on Willie 1550. We'll have all the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, did you watch the eclipse yesterday? There was a solar eclipse. I don't know if you heard about it.
Now, I did.
All right. Well, now we find out that that stinking eclipse cost almost $700 million in productivity yesterday.
I believe it.
Yeah. What if I said it cost $563 billion yesterday? Would you
believe
that?
It.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
According to an employment firm called Challenger Grain Christmas, which is an interesting name, yesterday's eclipse cost U.S. American companies a total of $694 million in lost productivity. Amongst them, a third of that came from those cities from Oregon to South Carolina. Now, you know, but at the same time, there were hotel rooms that cost like $500,
true,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And people were selling water for probably $2 a bottle and stuff, so I don't know that they didn't take in more money in those places.
I would agree.
Sure.
Balanced out.
And you know what? We could finally get excited about something.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the news
right.
was, there was a good story in the news.
Yeah. The country's morale was up yesterday.
It was. We were pumped.
Well,
about
of course, to turn it around, though, there were bad stories in the news, too. Like, for instance, a lot of people got their vision damaged. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, that's right. And the thing is, you may not know yet.
Yeah,
it may
that's
take
right.
you a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so just and by the way,
it may take you a while to realize you're blind.
Exactly. Your eyes will be hurting. Yeah.
Why do I keep bumping into furniture?
Right.
I don't know about you guys, but my wife looks a lot better today.
Yeah. Now, guys, listen, be careful today at 2 o'clock. Actually, be careful every day at 2 o'clock.
OK.
A new study out of Australia has found that the average man's mood plummets around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And now, but again, is that based on what time you get up?
Yeah,
because if that's the case, maybe we plummet earlier.
I think it's based off what time you eat lunch.
Yeah, that could be it.
For us, it'd be like 10 a.m.
They say they are at their best. Men are in this study. They said men are at their best from 10 a.m. and at 7 p.m. But at 2 o'clock, we're really, really horrible. Researchers did not test the effect on women. What is that about?
Ha ha.
What is that about?
We're the only ones under the scrutiny.
Guys are
sexist research.
Women, you're such a high level all the time, right?
Right, that's okay. What it is. We don't plummet. Are you kidding me?
Yep. All right, branding for a university or a college. It's a big deal.
It is.
Really
oh, yeah.
is. You know,
yeah.
That whole,
we live
that
in College Station. Of course it is.
Yeah, that old Heisman Trophy thing worked pretty well for A&M a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, you think about the iconic, there are iconic symbols and brands out there. I hate to say it, but you know, the University of Texas is one of them.
They
you
are.
See that? That works. You know, I guess Michigan probably is. Notre Dame certainly is. But what if you're one of those schools that's not an iconic brand? What do you do to elevate yourself? You ready?
New yeah. Mexico State University is now among just 5 colleges nationwide to get its own beer. Pistol Pete's 1888 is named after the college's mascot and founding year. It will be brewed by Bosque Brewery in New Mexico. The beer will be available at NMSU home sports games and in custom cans. The school's president, Gary Carruther, says the beer was a good money and marketing strategy for the school.
There's a revenue source here. We don't have to work at it. There's very little risk on the part of the university.
Many Aggies are also excited the Brewers are NMSU alumni. In Las Cruces, New Mexico, Ray Bogan, Fox News.
See, so if you hear about Aggies and beer, it's those other Aggies.
It's those guys.
We want to let you know. So that made me start thinking, who are the colleges that do have beers? Well, actually, the Ragin' Cajuns have their own beer.
Oh, really?
They do.
What's it called?
Surprise me.
It's called Ragin' Cajun beer.
All right.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
But also, the Tulane Green Wave have their own beer.
Is
called,
it green?
It's called Green. I don't know. It's called Green Wave.
Okay.
But the Green Wave beer.
Man, now, talk about a school that you used to hear about all the time.
Yeah.
And then after Katrina hit,
right.
It just, you know, you just don't hear about Tulane very often anymore.
Well, it's interesting. And if you've seen it, if you've been by the campus, it's right next to Loyal of New Orleans.
Okay.
I mean, and they look like just kind of little schools. Tulane does not have a big campus. I mean, it's sitting in a really picturesque part of New Orleans, but you're right. The perception of Tulane was much higher. And when I saw it the first time, I went, oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, and I guess I've been to the College World Series once, and it was back in 2005, and Tulane was there.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, and then, you know, there was a Brian kid who went and played football there back when I was growing up. So, yeah, it was just a school that I feel like you heard of, and now you're right, you just don't.
Now, LSU has their own kind of, they have their own beer, but, you know, the SEC has a rule that you can't sell beer in stadium.
Right.
And so that's...
They do enough drinking outside the stadium.
That's right.
Exactly right. On July 26th, the University of Houston named Bud Light its official beer, making it available for sales during athletic events. Well, it's the University of Houston, right? their parent company has its rights to use the elements of the university's brand in their marketing as well. And University of Texas at Austin announced a similar partnership with Corona in July.
Really?
The first Corona. For a beer company with a university, right.
Huh.
The campaign, which is taglined Horns Up, Limes In, will include a special Corona Beach House tailgate area located near the university's football stadium where fans can take photos of the Adirondack chair that is kind of iconic.
Right, their famous chair,
So there you go.
Huh.
But you got Tulane, LSU, and Louisiana Lafayette, who all have their own beer.
Those Cajuns.
And then, that's it. Well, gosh, imagine that. Cajuns drinking. I can't
never heard of anything
like that.
Caller.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Most of those are in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Well, they just have a good time. I mean, because...
like to party.
When you wake up.
And you realize you're in Louisiana.
You got to find something to make it worthwhile for
you. Exactly.
All right, the question, we'll answer this before 8 o'clock. Would you rather have a kid who's popular or really smart?
Ooh.
Would you rather have a popular kid or one who's really smart?
Ooh.
I know, there's a lot of pressure on parents, right? Okay.
Come on, guys.
We'll ask that question before 8 o'clock.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Here's a sound that's almost guaranteed to brighten your kid's day. The sound of their phone alerting them to a text from mom or dad. Right away, some of you are probably thinking, actually, I don't think my son or daughter would even care to have me text them. And that's what I used to think, too. My boys even acted a little annoyed the first few times I sent them a text. They're teenagers, after all, and it's not cool to enjoy hearing from your parents, right? You got to keep that kind of thing on the down low, I think they say. But in private, my boys have told me something that I believe is just as true for your kids. Whether they admit it or not, kids love to get little messages from their parents. All it takes is something simple like, I love you, or I hope you do well on your test today. Even just asking how their day is going can really brighten their day. Those little affirmations will help your children feel loved and will strengthen your relationship with them. Think of a text to your son or daughter as the modern equivalent of slipping a note into their lunch or backpack. It's a simple gesture that communicates to your children that they're on your mind, even when you're busy with all those other responsibilities of the day. So, Mom and Dad, your kids would love to hear their phone buzz every now and then with a thoughtful message from you that simply communicates, I love you and I'm thinking about you right now, even if they don't readily admit it. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-590-7516. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-590-7516. 800-590-7516.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 7:50. Well, the preseason top 25 is out, led by Alabama, Ohio State, and Florida State. That's the second straight season and third time in 5 years that Alabama has topped the list. The SEC has the most teams in the preseason poll with six. Texas A&M received three first-place votes but didn't break the top 25. Speaking of, the Texas A&M football team's August camp wraps up this week as they return to the field today after having yesterday off. Punter Daniel LaCamera was asked if he's been working on regaining distance on his kicks.
Absolutely, because coming out of high school, I was able to hit a 68-yard field goal. But then when the transition happened, he shortened my steps, which really brought my hips out of the kick and more just leg and making sure that I'm more accurate and less movement so that I can miss the kick. And it really shortened my distance for a while, and it really transitioned me from being just a natural long kicker to having to be explosive and in the weight room, and that's really how I gain my distance back now.
The Axe kick off Sunday, September 3rd against UCLA at 6 p.m., and you can hear the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In Waco, a woman who reported that she'd been sexually assaulted has filed a lawsuit against Baylor alleging questions she faced from the university shifted blame away from her attacker toward her. The lawsuit filed in a Waco federal court yesterday alleges that Baylor's response to the attack violated federal Title IX laws against gender discrimination. That was even though university officials said new policies had been implemented before the attack in response to a sexual violence scandal that embroiled the Baylor football program. Meanwhile, Texas A&M Soccer's weekly radio show with Coach G. Guerrieri returns for its eighth season, beginning tonight from 7 to 8 p.m. at Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road. Fans can join the Aggies at Rudy's and listen live or tune into the broadcast each week on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball,
the 1-1, swinging a high drive, well-hit ball, deep out into left field. Maben going back, he's at the wall, looking up, it's gone. For Adrian Beltre, his 14th home run this year, and the Rangers now lead 5-1.
Adrian Beltre hit a three-run homer, and Cole Hamels pitched seven effective innings as the Texas Rangers cooled off the Los Angeles Angels with a 5-3 victory. Game two with the Angels is tonight in Anaheim. First pitch is scheduled for 9:08 p.m., and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. The Astros had the night off, but a key late-season matchup between pennant contenders is on tap tonight in Houston, where the first-place Astros of the AL West division play host to the NL East division-leading Washington Nationals. Tanner Roark takes the mound for Washington against Houston's Charlie Morton in the first of a three-game series. First pitch for Minute Maid tonight is set for 7:10 p.m. In the NFL, Jason Witten and the Dallas Cowboys held a training camp practice for thousands of fans at team headquarters, a first in the storied franchise's history. The Cowboys face the Raiders at AT&T Stadium on Saturday at 7 p.m. Meanwhile, Deontay Foreman's performance through the Houston Texans' first two preseason games has many raving about the rookie. Texans coach Bill O'Brien is not among them.
You know, he gets better. You know, he's a long way off, though. I mean, that's a second preseason game. I know we're all, you know, we got him, you know, getting measured for a bust in Canton, but you know, I would say that he's got a long way to go. I think he's got a lot of talent, but I think he's got a long way to go.
Foreman and the Texans hit the road to take on the Saints in preseason play on Saturday. Kickoff is slated for 7 p.m. And more than a dozen players on the Cleveland Browns kneeled last night to protest the national anthem. The protest was the largest so far in a movement started last season by quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who is currently out of the NFL, calling attention to what they feel is racial injustice in the country. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name that Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Now, College Station, Brian, it's growing. There's a lot of building going on, a lot of construction and things like that. How is that affecting the housing market?
I just want to interject really quickly and say, yay, on the new HEB Center.
Yeah,
that looks fantastic. Yeah, lots of growth, not just commercially, but also residentially. Is that a word?
Residentially?
It is residentially.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. And so we've talked about that 275 to 400,000 range being a little bit overbuilt. But if we want to look at the market as a whole, we can go back to the lowest inventory point, and that was January 1 of 2016. There were 705 homes on the market. As of the end of July, just a few weeks ago, we were sitting at 1,082 homes on the market. So that's actually a 53% increase. Not something to be horrified over or really worried about, but if that continues, we may start to see longer time periods for homes on the market before they sell.
Find out how that affects you and your plans when buying and selling. Get in touch with the experts at Zweiker & Associates, ZARealestate.com.
Whether you have a swimming pool or looking to build one, trust the Pool Guy. With a large professional staff, the Pool Guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all major manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the Pool Store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 3 minutes till. There's an interesting story in the Wall Street Journal today. They're talking about how often quarterbacks throw. You know, pitch count is really important in baseball.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
They watch it all the time. They, you know, they keep count. They basically, I mean, when you get to 100 pitches, they start worrying about taking that pitcher out. So why wouldn't that also pertain to quarterbacks? How many times you throw the ball might make a difference. Philip Rivers of the Chargers has been monitoring his throws in the offseason, and so has Eli Manning. Now, they talked to a guy named James Andrews, Dr. James Andrews, an orthopedic surgeon, and basically the go-to guy when it comes to baseball.
Yeah, Tommy John surgery.
Exactly. And he said, you know, he knows of quarterbacks who put the ball down for 2 months and don't touch it.
Wow.
And they might want to be doing that. So do they start keeping track of how many times somebody throws a football? See how that works out for you. All right. So, would you rather have a kid who's popular or really smart? And I already had a lady call say, why not both?
And exactly, yeah.
Now, it's a small, it was a small study that they did, 150 moms, okay? And they asked them, for example, they had 6 traits that they looked at. For example, extroverted, meaning that they're more social.
Yep.
Agreeable means that they're trusting and sympathetic and cooperative. Conscientious means that they're driven, disciplined, but also looked at intelligence as well as openness. Extroversion, 51% said that is the best trait for their kiddo to have. In other words, a social person.
Okay.
In a world when people are spending less and less time looking at each other and talking. But that's good, if they will.
Yeah.
Agreeable, 20%. So the top two both have to do with working well with others.
Being social. Being
getting along. Yeah. Intelligence came in at number three. 10% of them said that was the most important thing. 10% said openness, which is kind of like intelligence, because that means that you're willing to learn new things, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking just you're open to all sorts of different ideas or people, especially in today's age.
And 9% said conscientious, which is true. That's a work ethic kind of thing.
Right. So,
but what they're saying is a socially adept child or one who learns to work with others and kind of get along is a good thing for them to do. All right. So teach that to your kiddos as they get off to school. Which, by the way, starts for College Station next week. What do they get to do this week that, you know, that the kids in Bryan don't get to do? You ever think about
having
that?
Have more summertime?
Yeah, that's exactly the exactly.
Sleep in a couple more days.
Yeah, but, you know, it'll all even out when it's all said and done. All right, here we go. There's a chance of showers later this week. I know, they keep pushing it back. Look for a high temperature today, probably not what we have been expecting, 98, but not so hot as we move on to the weekend. Friday, we're looking at a high of 91, just saying, so we'll see if that happens. 76 right now, and the winds are calm. They were northerly earlier this morning. Oh, and by the way, on Saturday, they're telling us a 50-50 chance of showers and a high of only 89 degrees. It's 8 o'clock, first in news, weather, and sports, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.